We're joined here by head coach Jed Hurley, and I was joking with him. I said, you know, I spent the last 5 years here at halftime of boys' games, generally after games won by your daughter's team, and Coach Upton's trying to hear me, and I'm trying to hear him. This school has a pretty good band, but they are not very far behind our eardrums.
Yeah, it makes it tough. I already said I got my good ear away from them, so maybe that'll help me a little bit.
I said at the end of that broadcast, and I've done obviously a lot of Lady Bulldog and a lot of Lady Wildcat games over the last 15 years. There have been a lot of big wins for the Lady Wildcats. That one's way up there. And I know it's not the same Trenton team that the Bulldogs had last year, but to come on the road in a game that meant a lot to both teams in the conference and to get a big victory. Can you put into words how big that win was for your program?
It was a huge win for our program and for our kids. I don't know about in the past, but for sure our best win this year against a really good quality opponent. And, you know, we've had some good wins, but not against maybe I think a quality opponent. And Trent, they're pretty good still. I'm telling you, they're still pretty good, even though they've lost a bunch. But, yeah, it was a great win for us.
I spent, you know, about 10 minutes up here, and I was talking with Coach Cool, and there were a lot of possessions in that ball game where Trenton was making your life miserable with man-to-man defense. You'd miss a shot, but you get an offensive rebound. Then you get the scramble, and then, hey, Trenton's scrambling to get a ball. You get the ball. Katie's open. Bang, three. There's a lot of situations like that.
Oh, yeah, she was special tonight. I mean, just absolutely special. She shot the ball. Probably the best I've seen her shoot. And, you know, we've had so many different kind of defenses thrown at us, thrown at her. And we try to do different things and this and that. You know, at the end of the day, she just figures it out. You know, she makes me look good, and she just figures it out. And she was special tonight. She shot like I know she can shoot. She saved me a few times tonight.
And you know, there's no question that she was the player of the game. If you score 40 points, you get the player of the game. But if it's not for Jordan Gray with 16 points, you don't win that game.
No. Jordan did what I think Jordan can do. And she hasn't, I don't know if she believed that or not. You know, she's averaged about 11 points a game. And, I think she can do that 15, 16, 17 points a game. And she's just a tough matchup. You know, I get her inside, I get her outside. And, you know, she knocked down a three tonight, and it was real big. But, you know, she can go in and out like that. It's a tough matchup for her. And I was really proud of her stepping up tonight.
You had the best reaction because from where I'm sitting, I can watch a shot from the corner, and I can see the reaction of Coach. And I don't know if you're up by three or four, but you probably didn't want the shot. And she goes up for a three, and your hands immediately go up to your head as if you're like, no, we don't. Nope, that shot.
Yeah.
Well done.
That was definitely, you know, I think we were up three or four there. And you know, she had just turned it over like three times in a row on us. And then that was like the fourth time in a row. And I was like, no, what in the world? And she stepped in and made it. She stepped into the shot, which we've been working on. And she drilled it. It was a big shot.
It's less than 2 years in the varsity career of Katie Pauley, and against a team that knew how good she was and as athletes and could get after her. It wasn't her best scoring performance as a Lady Cat, but against a defense of that quality, was that her best performance as a Lady Cat tonight?
Yeah, for me anyway, for sure. You know, I didn't...
You weren't there for 57 against
Lady
City last
year. Yeah,
I've
watched
the
film, but it's been a while ago. But yeah, it was a special night, and she's, like I said, she saved me several times, and the defenses that she's getting thrown at her, you know, we set up this stuff and we try to run, and like I said, she just figures it out, and she saves us. But the team looked for her, they like to set screens for her. We got to get a couple more girls stepping up still. They're working on it, and they're working hard. I'm proud of them. We're working hard. Tali Gray was really, really good tonight defensively and rebounding. She didn't have a lot of points, but she really stepped in that second half, played some good defense. And we'll get a couple other girls stepping up, and I think they're right there. They're really close. And get them to do that, we can get tough down the road.
You know, you had some pretty good players come through this Trenton program when all I have to do is say Hurley girls, and Coach Upton kind of gets a little smile on his face. What's your best memory of watching your daughters play on this floor over the last 8 9 years?
Oh man, there's so many. I can't even remember them all. They're just so good. You know, every so often we just get to film out and watch some of them. And it was a special time. We're so glad that we had the chance to come over here and for them to be a part of such a great community, great school. And, you know, the kids over here just invited them in. I think that's probably my best memory. The kids just embraced them. It wasn't really sports related. They embraced them and became really good friends. And that's probably my best memory.
Well, I got to tell you, too, that, you know, there's three of the girls that Micah graduated with that she's really close with that are playing softball for NCMC. And so they were at the game that she played at the Catching Center for John Wood. And I was talking with Jenny. Salem was over there, and she just goes, "It's really weird to watch Micah wearing green and gold." You weren't even there that night.
No, that was our opening night.
That was an interesting night.
I don't think she had the game she wanted to have and got to play as much as she wanted to play. But, you know, it was nice for her to have all her friends there supporting her and coaches and so forth. And she really appreciated that. And my wife and I, we really appreciate that. So, and you know, we always have a lot of people ask about her and how she's doing.
Absolutely.
We really appreciate that.
Last I heard, she was doing well. She obviously didn't have the game she wanted against NCMC, but Lady Parts are pretty good. I'm sure they had a little bit to do with that. But,
yep.
Dealing with a concussion, is she over that? Is she good to go for the new semester?
Yeah, she got cleared. I think she's played two games now since that, and she got cleared from that. And yeah, she had a rough go up there. She got real sick for about 3 weeks and missed some games, and then got back, and then boom, got a concussion. So, yeah, she's had it rough, but she's back down and playing well.
Hey, for your program, Coach, bottom line, and I mentioned this, that you can look at this game and say, okay, if you're a Trenton fan, you go, okay, Milan has a one-game lead, but it's more than that because you have the head-to-head advantage. So that's a two-game swing. That's what makes tonight's win for your program so huge. It doesn't mean you haven't clinched yet, but it certainly puts you in the driver's seat to try to get into that championship game at King City on the 15th.
Yeah, it puts us in a good spot, a spot that we want to be in. I told the girls just, you know, we want to be in a spot to give us the opportunity to play for it, and that was kind of our goal this year, is to give us the opportunity to play for a conference championship, and this was the next step. So I think it's Gallatin, maybe? I can't even remember what our next game is, a conference game, but we got Harrisburg. That's why I'm in Harrisburg on my mind Friday
night.
That
sounds right. I think that's absolutely right. It's Gallatin at your place on the 4th, which is next Tuesday. You know, I mentioned with Coach Cool, too, and he was a little bit of a frustrated mood, so he kind of mentioned it a little bit. We'll get back to this boys' game here a little bit. I'm looking around, and I'm going, man, there's a great atmosphere in here tonight. That had to be a fun atmosphere to play and to coach in.
It was. You know, we had a great atmosphere against Green City the other night, and then we come here and we had it again. And it's special. It's special for our kids to be able to play in that kind of atmosphere, and so it was a lot of fun.
How fun is it? Because you know, everybody knows in this area we're missing some action here. By the way, Bryson Lloyd just hit a three. We'll get back to the game. I promise. We know what the Milan boys are, and they can kind of overshadow what the girls are, but, you know, how fun is it for the girls to kind of, you know, sow their own oats, so to speak, and get a big win like this and really get that school pride going over at Milan for both programs?
You know, the school pride has been great anyway. I mean, we have great support for our girls over there. I'm just been amazed in that. The boys support the girls support the boys, and that's been great. But the biggest thing is, I've been telling the girls all year, we can be that good, but you got to start believing it. You got to start working hard and believing that, and I think they're starting to do that. So,
talking with Coach, and we missed four buckets already. And I'll let you go.
All right, I appreciate it, Tom.